Like a baby bird awaiting a meal from its mother, I pull back and open my mouth while looking up at the ceiling. Nikolai moves in, straddling my face and dangling his heavy testicles over my lips. His pubic region is the only place he has any body hair. Hell, it's the only place any of these men have hair. Swimmers shave everything else off. It reduces drag in the water and keeps us aerodynamic. I shave my balls too, though. I'm the only man here with zero body hair. Something about that feels strangely emasculating. Nice and slow, Nikolai mutters as his balls descend into my salivating mouth. My tongue makes contact with the orbs, swirling gently and basking in the godly flavor. The taste, the scent. What's happening to me? I came here to practice for the biggest event of my life tomorrow, but now I'm kneeling on the floor and sucking another man's sweaty testicles. It scares me, but it feels so good. I can't stop. A euphoric moan escapes my mouth as I slip my hand into my Speedo, fondling my penis. Yeah, just like that. Dimitri lets out a laugh. Touch yourself while you suck your rival's balls. Can you feel it? Milos asks. Can you feel yourself slipping down the homo rabbit hole? You'll never be the same after this. Ugh. Drool spills down my chin as Nikolai lifts his balls from my mouth. I swallow the pooled spit and look up at his powerful cock. It's beginning to plump up. Does that mean I'm doing a good job? Kiss it. Arson grabs my head and forces it toward Nikolai's erection. I obey, kissing the slit in his cockhead. If I look closely, the opening looks like a pair of miniature lips. I'm making out with his penis. I kiss again, and again, and again. His dick rapidly solidifies, growing thicker and longer until it nearly reaches his belly button. My kisses grow deeper and wetter until his cockhead finally slips inside my mouth. I gaze up at his smooth abs while I swirl my tongue around the tip of his penis. It moves across the slit, lapping up a faintly sweet residue. This must be what his pre-cum tastes like. Fuck. I can't believe I'm doing this. What would my coach think about this behavior? What would my parents think? It doesn't matter. This taste is pulling me deeper. I need more. I need more penis. My head lowers onto his rod, accepting my rival's phallus. It presses toward the back of my mouth and begins descending into my throat. The act makes my esophagus ache while my stomach churns, but my arousal suppresses the gag reflex. I'm running on autopilot. A primal, subconscious part of my brain is in control now. It's like Nikolai said, nature is taking its course. That's a good little swimmer, boy. Arson runs his fingers through my hair. Savor the flavor. Milos rubs my shoulder. Accept the penis. Dimitri pats my back. Nikolai watches while his teammates run their hands over my body, petting me like I'm some sort of treasured pet. They're the masters and I'm the servant. This isn't a game. This is real life. My fingers glide over the surface of my dick, causing pulses of happiness to radiate up my core. I feel so incredible. It's like I'm flying. I'm free. I'm drifting away. Nikolai grabs me by the hair and rips me away from his cock, causing the rod to pop from my mouth and smack against my cheek. I look up with confused eyes. I want to keep sucking. The athletes have all grown erect. Dimitri, Arson, and Milo stroke their cocks while gazing down at me and wearing crooked smiles. Their dicks are so big compared to mine. Nikolai is the largest, though. He was ordained by nature to lead the pack. Smelling a man's sweat relaxes a queer's body. Tasting a man's cock relaxes a queer's brain. There's a final step, though. Accepting a man's semen. It binds the queer. It fosters a lifetime addiction to masculinity. Nikolai watches me with a twisted look of affection. It's true. Every man's semen has a different flavor, and you can grow attached to it. Do you have a certain smell that's associated with a specific memory? A smell that causes the thoughts to come rushing back to you? It's the same principle. The core flavor of a man's semen is the distilled essence of his body. Each time you taste it, or anything similar, you'll enter a state of docile relaxation. You'll grow to associate the flavor with obedience and subjugation. How do I take the cum? My voice is scarcely a whisper. Either anally or orally. Nikolai smirks. Only the most obedient boys take cum anally, though. Where we're from, such an intimate form of bonding is reserved for when a man takes ownership of a homo. It marks the start of a lifetime commitment.